Niall, every time you're there, you talk to us about one or other species of bird. Have you spotted anything?
I have, yeah. So very first thing this morning, just heard this bizarre sound outside the window. Sounds like a mad scientist laughing, cackling with glee. And I knew what it was. It was the sound of a green woodpecker. And so I looked out and sure enough, there was a pair of them flying back and forth between the trees. So it seems that their nesting season is already underway. I think it's probably too early for them to have chicks yet, but they're certainly behaving in a very amorous fashion, flying back and forth. The green woodpecker is a species that we don't have in Ireland, although it is relatively widespread in Britain and across most of Europe. And as the name suggests, it's a green woodpecker. The male has a flash of red, like a moustache almost on his face, a kind of a grey head and quite a lot of yellow in the plumage too. But the main thing you'd see is that it is bright green. People might know that species. A few years ago, there was a photograph went viral that someone took in England of a weasel riding on the back of a green woodpecker. And it's sort of, there's all sorts of memes and everything made about that. So that's the species we're talking about. And unusually for a woodpecker, it doesn't spend a whole lot of time actually pecking on wood. It doesn't drum nearly as much as the other woodpeckers do. That is, you know, tapping on the tree very rapidly, like machine gun fire sound almost, to proclaim a territory. They do that more with their voices. They're very vocal, with a sort of laughing call. And they spend a lot of time on the ground, unusually for a woodpecker, because their favourite food is ants. So they'll often find an anthill and then just lap them all up with their tongue. And because of that laughing call that they have, the old English name for it was often known as the yaffle. People of a certain generation may remember the television programme Bagpuss. And there's Professor Yaffle was the woodpecker bookend, I think he was, would come to life with Bagpuss there. So he was a green woodpecker.
Listen, Niall, you said the weasel riding on the back of a woodpecker. Did you mean the other way around?
No. It was a weasel riding on the back of a woodpecker. I recall at the time the story was the photographer didn't realise what he'd actually captured until he actually went and looked at the photographs in his computer and saw something very strange. He thought he saw a woodpecker in a bit of a panic just flying across, I believe it was a park in an urban or suburban area. And then he realised what had happened was a weasel had obviously jumped on the back of this woodpecker, maybe surprised it when it was on the ground feeding ants. And the weasel was a lot smaller than the woodpecker. And the woodpecker in a panic took off while the weasel was clinging onto its back. And it's actually carried it through the air. So it was a really bizarre photograph and amazing that the photographer managed to capture this just by sheer luck.
The weasel is smaller than the woodpecker.
Yes, weasels are tiny. In Ireland, of course, we don't have weasels. Sometimes the name is used for its larger relative, the stoat, which is widespread within Ireland. But in Britain and across most of the Northern Hemisphere, in fact, through Europe, Asia, and even North America, there's a species called the weasel. In North America, they call it the least weasel. It's the same species. And it's very, very small. But it's a really effective little predator. They often go around hunting birds and mice and things like that. They're a member of the mustelid family, which includes the stoats and the otters and the badgers, and they often punch well above their weight. So it's not unusual for a stoat to tackle a rabbit, for example, even though a rabbit's way larger than a stoat, so they can actually kill and attack things much larger than themselves. In this case, it went for the woodpecker. I believe that the woodpecker made an escape. It seems to have got away and maybe shook the weasel off in the end. But certainly when you look at the picture, it's quite funny because the weasel's certainly biting off more than it can chew, and very surprising to see it transported through the air on the back of a bird like that.
It's interesting, Niall, that we haven't got them in Ireland. They're very widespread and you hear them a lot. You hear them before you see them. But I think the reason they're not in Ireland is that we have no wood ants. They're ant eaters and they seem to need wood ants. Why are other ants, we have about something like 18 species of ant. I don't know why one of the others isn't sufficient. But it's interesting that they never colonised here, and with mild climate it should suit them. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, because of all the woodpeckers, it's the one that least relies on trees. And we know that great spotted woodpecker is now colonising Ireland. That's a species that's also common all across Britain, all across Europe, and most of Asia as well. And we have them here in the south of France too. I haven't seen one yet, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one in the tree just outside the window here. They're very common. So we know that they can survive in Ireland and they're doing quite well now in spreading. But meanwhile, the green woodpecker, which has more or less the same range in Europe at least, and is very common in parts of southern Britain especially, it just doesn't seem to be able to survive in Ireland. But having said that, we don't know if they've even tried, because it's not a bird that's recorded in Ireland. I think there's an ancient record going back many, many years, but in recent years there haven't been any, and that was just one-off vagrant. We know that woodpeckers in general are very reluctant to cross water, and so it may be that actually these green woodpeckers have never actually tried crossing the Irish Sea, and if they did, maybe they would adapt to a new type of food. But it is true we do have a poorer diversity of ants compared even to southern Britain, so that may be a big limiting factor for them.
I grew up with the sound of the green woodpecker, and I don't know, you're probably too young, but we used to have sponsored programmes, and there was a sponsored programme by Bulmer Cider. And the the sound for the programme was diddle diddle. It was the sound of the green woodpecker singing, and then at the end of the sound it said, that's the Woody Woodpecker song. So we all grew up thinking that A, we had woodpeckers in Ireland, and B, that that's what they sounded like. And I always thought woodpeckers were green until, you know, when I got older and realised that we had the black and white one. But the green woodpecker was always the sound for Bulmer's cider, which is made in Clonmel, which just goes to show that the people who make cider have no idea about biology or anything else. But I mean, as a kid growing up, it was the Woody. I mean, I'm sure you could dig it up out of the archives still, the sound of the Woody Woodpecker.
Programmes are still sponsored today. It just doesn't sound quite the same way as it did before. Anyway, do you want to say something, Richard?
I don't think just the green woodpecker sound. I think it's one of the American flickers. You know, you have yellow shafted flickers, and that's the American term. They have a range of woodpeckers quite different from ours. And I think the sound, if I recollect, from the dim recesses was rather different from that of the beautiful call of the green woodpecker. It's a lovely call, it's a musical thing, but the sound that they had on that wasn't in the same league musically anyway. Anna, what do you think?
Well, Derek will have to dig out the green woodpecker sound.
It's there already, Annie. You just have to turn up the volume on your headphones. You probably couldn't hear it in the background, but I'll dig up the Woody Woodpecker just so we can have a listen to the contrast between them. But at any rate, Niall, you said the woodpecker didn't get here, the green one, that is, because woodpeckers don't like crossing water. What difference does it make if it's in the air, whether it's a body of water or land?
Well, for woodpeckers particularly, they do seem remarkably reluctant to do that. We know obviously some have done that, some of the great spotted woodpeckers, the black and white woodpecker that's now colonising Ireland. We know that roughly around 20 years ago, a small pioneer party, probably of young birds, flew across the Irish Sea in two waves. Some from Wales came across and colonised County Wicklow, and more or less simultaneously, some from Scotland went across and landed in County Down, and they spread since then. Now, there's probably no coincidence that those are the two points where Ireland and Britain are visible to each other. So from that point of view, the woodpeckers could actually see that there was land that they were heading out to. So at least they knew they weren't aimlessly heading out across the ocean. And they did that reluctantly because obviously the woodpeckers have been present in Britain for a very long time and they're doing very well there. But they didn't come across to Ireland. I think what happened was they did so well in Britain that eventually, especially in many parts of the western area of Britain, the population density got to such a high level that the juveniles literally had no hope of getting a territory. So some of the ones that could see Ireland, they could see Wicklow, they could see down, they flew across and found a woodpecker free land where they could thrive and spread. And I think that's what's happening there. And it seems the green woodpeckers haven't done that yet and maybe never will. But even if they did, as Richard was saying, there could be that the limiting factor there is the ants. But certainly they're common here in the south of France. And indeed, there are many other woodpecker species you find all across Europe and into Asia that we don't have in Ireland, of course, and even are absent from Britain. Britain has four key species of woodpecker. It has the green woodpecker, it has the great spotted woodpecker, it has the lesser spotted woodpecker, which isn't doing very well in Britain at the moment. That's a small woodpecker, barely bigger than a sparrow or a great tit, a tiny little thing. And then they have the wryneck, which is a migratory woodpecker, so it does travel long distances and would cross water, but doesn't really behave like a woodpecker at all. You wouldn't think it was a woodpecker to see it. It's a very strange, cryptically coloured, camouflaged bird that doesn't creep up trees or drill holes. It just happens to be in the woodpecker family. But then when you go across onto the continent, there's many more species again.
So as Aina suggested, I've done some digging and I have found Woody Woodpecker. Here he is. But he's not based on a green woodpecker, he's based on a pileated woodpecker, Niall.
Yes, that's right, or a stylized representation of one at least. Obviously, it was a North American cartoon from the United States, so they picked a species that was widespread there. That would be people's perception of a woodpecker in that country. And it does have a call, a song, let's say, not dissimilar to that of the green woodpecker here in Europe. It has that same sort of maniacal laughing kind of quality. Certainly Woody Woodpecker in terms of his appearance. I can see how he's loosely based on a pileated woodpecker, but he's more colourful. The pileated woodpecker is mainly black and white, and the male has a bit of red on the head.
But at the end of Woody Woodpecker's call there, you can hear what sounds like the drumming sound. So let's have a listen to the drumming of a pileated woodpecker. Here it is. Just a wonderful sound, isn't it? You can see how they drew their inspiration for the opening sequence from nature, Niall.
It does. I mean, woodpeckers, the drumming, you can actually identify different species by the pattern of the drumming, how loud it is, how rhythmic it is, all of those kind of things. And the green woodpecker is one that doesn't drum all that much. It does a bit, but the pileated in North America drums a lot more than the green woodpecker does. And of course, our great spotted woodpecker drums a lot too. For many woodpeckers, that's their equivalent of a song. It's sort of hammering out this percussion section. I think in the dawn chorus, they like the percussion section of the orchestra.
So the moral of the story is, if you're drinking cider, drink cider. And if you're listening to birds, listen to birds. But ne'er the twain shall meet.
Never, Aina. Anyway,